Today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things I am most concerned about: humanity, race relations, and just understanding each other. When I see all the things going on in society, I stay concerned. And it's a sad situation because I don't think that it should be normal for me to have the concerns or the fears that I have. As I grew up, I knew that there were differences in America that were highlighted. And I remember thinking when I saw the Stephen Biko movie from South Africa, how great it was that I lived in America and we didn't have those issues. And I was kind of young when I saw that movie. It really stayed in my heart because I've always thought that people should love one another, that we were always one family. And it wasn't until I started doing more research and reading on my own and got into high school that I started seeing the differences in the way people treated each other at a real in-your-face level. And since I've always loved anthropology and social studies, I wanted to see if there was a way that I could understand why the division existed. You know, I was thinking that perhaps I could change the world. And I also thought that if I could figure out the issue, that maybe it could make a difference for me and for everyone. You know, the way life is, you know, when you're younger, you do think you'll change the world. As you get older, you realize that it's not that easy. But that doesn't make me stop hoping for a better society. With my current limitations, I have become an even more avid reader than I was as a child and a young adult. I can't get to the bookstores, which was my favorite place to go, but I still dream of bookstores, and I dream of unity. So I'm in the middle of this book called The Warmth of Other Suns, and it's a 20-hour audiobook. It talks about the migration of African Americans and sharecroppers in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, as well as when it initially started, I think, around the first World War in 1919, when you saw an influx of factories opening up positions that they needed filled because of the fact that the men who previously held those positions were being called for the war. So they opened up the factories to women for the first time and to minorities. And so I always say that there's something good out of every occurrence. And although I don't think war is ever a good thing, I think that there have been times that war has saved society and made life more livable for people. And so in this particular case, World War One, you know, it allowed people to become useful. Prior to the war, people were held in positions. Women were told to stay home, raise the kids, and that's pretty much what they did. I don't know if you ever remember seeing the posters of Rosie the Riveter. It was a woman that had her hair tied, and she had some kind of a tool in her hand. The other thing is that in 1863, when the Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, it freed the slaves off of the plantations, but it did not change everyone's viewpoint. Well, in the second book that I'm listening to, I'm going to have to find the name of that one, it's talking about war, the Civil War, and why it was fought and how people felt about the Civil War. And it's really interesting to me that there were a group of people who totally hated the idea of slavery, but they didn't like the idea of leaving African Americans in the country. There was another group of people who hated slavery, but they also didn't want African Americans to be able to reach the same levels of society that they had reached. And then there was a group of people who hated slavery, but didn't want it affecting their states. And so they fought in the war to keep it from spreading across the U.S. And then you had a whole lot of people in various other aspects of their feelings about slavery and the Civil War. So now, looking back as a student of history, I see brothers rising up against brothers and people on different sides fighting for their belief system and realizing that they were also operating out of a state of fear. Fear that people that they had oppressed for 300 years would be violent and want to get back at them, when in my mind and from what I'm listening to, people just wanted freedom. But that fear kept the negative thoughts propelling in society, and it also continued to open the divide between people who really just wanted to be free and wanted not to have slavery affect them. We, as humanity, need to learn from our previous generations' mistakes and, you know, not live in fear of people who are different than us, but learn that difference is unique, and it's also a great opportunity. Because I may know something that you don't know, and you may know something I don't know. You know, I may have traditions that you might, you know, really enjoy, and you may have traditions that I might really enjoy. And I think that part of the beauty of humanity is the differences. I think that we could also learn a lot from reading and from talking to one another and opening up the dialogue, so that we all understand that just because the sun has shone more on one skin tone than it does on another doesn't make us different. It just means we came from a different part of the world. I also think it's interesting that they have proven that race is only a concept of man, and that all people came from the same place. It's just that some were closer to the equator and some were further from the equator. And it's just fascinating. So I guess what my thought to you today is, embrace your differences and, you know, learn something about the person next to you that doesn't look like you. You know, learn a little bit about the strengths and the weaknesses of what makes us human and what makes us quote unquote tick. Because I think you can find more friends if you do. And those friends may not look like you. Keep your eyes open, keep your heart open, and be willing to learn, because I think that's how we grow as a society. And I believe that God intended for us to grow together and to love one another. So I wish you well. I hope that my words help you in some way. So have a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a restful evening. Until we meet again, be well.